Switching gears.
I bled. I think I just had a stroke. Also, so we're painting your nails.
Yep.
Because Blythe has freaky, creepy baby nail.
I don't know.
I can't keep nail polish on my fingers. Like, it just rubs off almost immediately. And Caitlin doesn't believe me.
I'm just worried.
So she painted my nails with this nail polish that she swears by.
Essie, I'm brand whoring right now. Essie, I swear by this. This is literally the only nail polish that I buy.
So, I've painted my nails with Essie before, and it also did not stay on my nails.
You worry me. Like, this legitimately worries me.
I have not touched my nails. I have not moved my hands.
You have moved your hands a little bit.
Okay, I've moved my hands by, like, doing this, but I'm not, like, touching the nail. Look.
Just stop.
I'm not doing anything.
It's freaking me out, man.
It just rubs right off my nails. So, it's like this really pretty gray and pink colors.
Yeah, we matched.
And we're twinsies. But my nails will be completely just off tomorrow.
Like, mine will last 3 days.
That's impressive.
Yep.
Like, I never wear nail polish because there's no point for me to wear nail polish.
I don't wear nail polish because any other nail polish other than this, like, feels wrong. It feels heavy and I don't like the way it feels. I hate fake nails.
And I love fake nails because it's the only time I ever feel like I have pretty nails.
Nope, I hate them. They freak me out. I feel like I have, like, claws. I hate it.
Like, I would literally, if I had the money, would go get my nails done every 2 weeks. I love getting manicures and pedicures. It's probably one of my favorite things in the world. If I won the lottery, I would literally buy a nail salon.
I have never, well, okay, I had a manicure once. I went and got my nails done professionally once. I got them French tipped for prom, and I hated it.
Oh my god, that's my favorite. Hated it.
Nope. I like getting my feet done for a pedicure, but I was a dancer for so long, and I have dancer's feet, and my feet are all callous, and I know that they're talking about it, and I get too anxious.
That's fair. I mean, the rest seem to be holding up okay right now.
Yeah. Stop moving your hands.
That one's starting to peel.
Just stop moving your hands.
I'm not touching anything, though.
You're making me nervous. Okay. Just sit there like a 5-year-old.
Mwah.
Hey, speaking of 6-year-olds, we had a sleepover with Blythe's daughter the other day.
We did. Shout out to Linda for coming as well.
Yeah.
Because we loves her. And we decided, like, the top 10 most important things to have at a sleepover are
nail painting
and makeup.
And makeup.
Which Linda has an obscene amount of makeup, and she brought for us to play with. And we found out that Caitlin looks beautiful in, like, an orangey coral color of lipstick.
Super excited about this. Also super excited about the fact that it smells like frosting.
That's fair.
Does not taste like frosting. Believe me, I may or may not have bit into it.
On accident?
On accident.
There you go. I knew where that was going.
Okay, so nail painting, makeup.
Popcorn.
Popcorn / junk food.
Boy talk.
Boy talk.
Gossip.
Gossip. Movies.
Yep.
Pajamas.
Yep.
Blankets.
Yes.
PJs.
Yes.
That's 10.
Is it?
Yeah, popcorn is its own. Popcorn gets its own category.
Because popcorn's heaven.
Yes.
Popcorn is one of my favorite snacks. And I went to Walmart the other day with the other Kate.
Mm-hmm.
And we found this, like, caramel drizzling to put on popcorn, and I left it at her house, and I'm so devastated right now, because it's the most delicious thing I have ever put in my mouth.
I mean, I like caramel popcorn, and I like that stuff, but honestly, the most just ridiculously buttered, fattiest popcorn is my favorite.
Would you be willing to try the caramel, like, drizzle?
Yeah, like, I like it. It's okay, but it's not my first choice.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever put in my mouth. Like, I have a thing for caramel popcorn. I don't like caramel at all. And it's taking me so long not to say caramel. And
caramel.
I feel like I'm going to slip because I say caramel all the time. And everybody
caramel.
Makes fun of me.
Caramel apple?
Caramel.
Caramel apple?
Delicious.
Reminds me of Enchanted.
But I only like caramel on my popcorn.
I want all the butter on my popcorn. Speaking of popcorn, I had a really shitty roommate in college who, like, her diet, and I mean, this girl was thin as a rod, so I was already mad that, like, she could eat so much junk food and still be so skinny, whereas I would have to eat, like, a cup of grapes and I would, a day and I would still be fat. Her diet consisted of popcorn and that disgusting, like, ranch seasoning, and she would just drench it, drench the popcorn in it, and I wanted to vomit every time I saw it. I was like, why are you ruining popcorn?
It not only is disgusting, but it smells worse than it tastes.
It's so, like, it smells so bad. I have nightmares of it.
Every time I go to the movies now, and they've got that huge, like, popcorn, like, shakes selection.
Oh, no, no, mm-mm.
Like, it's always my luck that I get next to the person that puts, like, the ranch and bacon shit on it. And I'm like, I hate everybody. Like, you should be in your own, you should have your own fountain. You should be in your own theater. Like, you should not be a person.
I honestly want to just knock that entire display over every time I see it. Because, like, I get so mad inside. I'm like, fuck this.
There are so many better options.
Also, speaking of fountains, there are two things that I think that it's only okay if old people do it. Because I think I might have been on the phone with you at the time, and I was at Quick Trip, and this young couple, like, I don't even know if they were legal, were making out and hogging the, like, the Quick Trip fountain soda, and my first thought was, this would only be okay if they were old. Old people in, like, public displays of affection, the only time when I think it's okay, because I do not want to see, like, a middle-aged couple making out. I don't want to see teenagers dry humping each other. Like, I don't. It's only okay if it's old people. Also, what is wrong with your nail? Stop. Just
I haven't moved.
Just sit there. Just sit there.
My index finger that has the gray on it is just peeling up. None of the others are, though.
That's good. They're just like, anyway. The only other thing that I think is unacceptable for old people is joint Facebook accounts.
No, 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 no.
Because I think it's cute. Because one of them doesn't know how to work it.
I'll give that to you. I just love one of the first podcasts we did, we made fun of people with joint Facebook accounts.
Yes.
Because I feel like you need to be made fun of.
Yes. Who cheated? In the words of Blythe, who cheated? Harrington. There was, like, a huge storm a month or so ago, and, like, the town was in blackout, and, like, a bunch of people didn't have power, and one of the people posting in, like, the Harrington Happenings page, like, had a joint Facebook account, and I just wanted to be like, who cheated, buddy? Was it you? It's probably you. I knew you in high school. It was you.
You're
and that's
savage.
All I think now.
That's fair.
So, it's only cool if old people do it.
Oh, I love old people. Also, it echoes in my house now that I have packed the majority of my stuff.
Like, there's not so much sound blocking everything.
Yeah.
All your stuff.
Yeah. No, we have a lot of shit.
We do.
I don't know how there's been 5 people and a dog living in a 2-bedroom apartment for the past 2 years, but it has been a thing.
Yep.
And I don't like how bare my house looks now.
Nope.
It's weird.
I hate it.
It's weird.
I hate it with a fiery passion.
But I have
almost, like, when you first moved in.
And I had nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Most of the stuff is Aaron's. That's what's so funny. Like, that chair and the kitchen hutch. Those were my only 2 items I really brought in that were a living room thing.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have a couch for, what, weeks?
A year.
Was it a year?
It was more than a year. It was, like, a year. This couch, these red couches, you did not get for a while.
No, well, no, but I had the floral couch that my cousin and my grandma had donated to the cause. You remember the floral couch? It was really comfy, but real fugly.
Maybe.
I loved that couch. It was so comfy. And then I saw the red chair and the red couch on, like, the area sales site, and they wanted $100 for them. And I was like, oh my god, that's such a good deal, because they're in great condition, and then they came to my house, and they got raped by my children. Anyways.
Yeah.
When I contacted him, he's like, oh, yeah, I'll totally sell those to you for $50. You just have to come get them. So I only paid $50 for my living room set.
Not bad, Blythe.
No.
Not bad.
I love them. I absolutely love my couch and chair.
Super
and
comfy.
My other chair. Now, I eventually probably should upgrade or, you know.
Wait until Liam's not
a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no,
or
I'm keeping
a toddler.
This.
Wait till he's, like, walking, talking, can probably tie his own shoes.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get slipcovers at one point.
I have one.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
Upstairs, maybe?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Also, I need to see this papasan chair you're talking about. Is it, like, the crappy, like, metal ones, or is it a legit papasan?
It's not a papasan chair. I told you it's not that. It's not the circle chair. It's, like, a normal, like, cozy chair.
And it's got metal legs.
Yeah.
That are not trustworthy. I don't like those. They're offensive to papasans everywhere.
But it's comfy.
Papasan chairs are life. Like, I had one, and it was so funny. My mom knows how much I love them, and this is one of my favorite stories of my mom and I's adventures garage sailing. My mom and I were at a yard sale, and I want to say in Mulvane, and there was a papasan chair, and it had the big green cushion in it, and it was the whole shell.
Stop moving your hands.
I'm not touching anything.
I don't care. It's making me nervous, but continue on your story.
You're such an a-hole. Yes, master. But I did this. I had an itch. You made me lose track.
Your mom, garage sailing, papa's
yes.
launching.
No, I know. Shut up, Caitlin. I don't like your sass. How long has it been since we've done a podcast?
A while. At one point, our heart radio emailed me, which is why I think the next day I was like, we need to record a podcast now. Because they were like, so, you haven't recorded in a while.
Well,
if you don't put one up in the next week, you will be canceled.
Oh, jeez. I didn't know that. Anyways.
I didn't want to tell you.
Oh, because I'd make fun of you.
Okay.
This
is Happy Hours, two girls, one show. And not talking about my boobs. Two girls, okay.
So about that papasan chair, we walk up to a yard sale, and I see it, and I, like, looked at my mom, and, like, I actually made myself cry because I wanted it so badly, and I was like, Mom, it's a papasan chair. Mom. And she was like, Blythe, how would we get it home? Because we were in this little tiny Dodge Neon. I was like, we can get the cushion and the base in the back seat. Because the trunk was full from all of our other yard sale finds. Because this is when we first moved up to Wichita after my parents' divorce. It's killing me not to talk with my hands right now.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Keep going, though. I believe in you.
Caitlin's holding my hand.
I am.
It's delightful.
I'll hold both of them.
Oh, God. You're so creepy.
Yep.
So I was like, Mom, I'll hold the shell. And she's like, Blythe, from Mulvane to South Wichita in, like, 65-degree weather. Worth it. So we paid like $15 for this papasan chair.
Nice. Where is it now?
It fell apart. I used it so much. I actually slept in that papasan chair more than I slept in my own bed.
Wow.
Yeah. I loved that thing.
Speaking of creepy, man, the ADD is back with us. So you remember back when we first started switching gears and we had that episode about the child molester who had, what was his name? I think Jeffrey the Clown.
Oh, yeah. From, I know exactly where you're going with this. Yeah. Joyland. The Joyland Clown. The guy that had stole him.
Yes. He now is asking for, like, a public apology because he was clearly out of jail when he had gotten when he had obtained the clown. And he wanted everybody to not think of him as a child molester anymore. He didn't even say it with a straight face. But, like, he didn't want people to think of him as the creepy child molester with the clown, even though that's obviously and clearly what he was.
So I have two things.
What?
One thing, since that's a really funny, stupid story, did you see about the woman in Ohio? I think it was Ohio. That the police department was like, hey, your methamphetamines and your heroin might have Ebola in it. Bring it in and we'll check it out. And it was supposed to be a joke.
Like, did she really
do
it?
A joke post. She brought her, like, meth in to have them check it out. So she was clearly arrested. She was on a $5,000 bond. But she looks dumber than she seems.
I'm not surprised.
Like, it was glorious when I read that article.
Speaking of dumb, did you also see the guy who claimed being caught with burglary and robbery was better than living with his wife?
That's glorious.
Yeah.
Like, props to him for having the cojones.
Right?
I'm not even mad about that.
Right? Like, this happened. I think this happened in Kansas, too. Like, it was all over KWCH and Cake.com. Like, a guy got arrested for robbery and said that being incarcerated?
Yeah.
Would be better than living with his wife.
How old was he?
Like, he's old. Like, 50s, 60s. Like,
oh, that's even better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay. One more thing.
Yes.
So you notice how I've been posting on our Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
Which you should like us on and follow us on Facebook and YouTube.
Yeah, because a lot of people listen to us, our podcast, but I don't know if anybody actually has found us on Facebook. We don't really update our Twitter too much.
Not anymore.
We should probably get back into that.
Yeah, no, I just started getting back into my Twitter. Like, I fall off the bandwagon for Twitter a lot. I'll do that. I'll get back on Twitter.
Facebook is where we have fans consistently seeing our content.
Yeah.
That is the most consistent for us. It has been what has worked for us.
Yeah.
Our YouTube.
We're getting close to 1,000 fans on Facebook.
We are so close to having 1,000 fans on Facebook, and that makes me so happy. Like, getting 1,000 fans within a year, like, I'm pretty proud of that.
That's fair. Well, we got like 800 fans in a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I said close to 1,000 in about a year.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited about that.
Same.
I would like to make 1,000 for Christmas.
Aw, that's a good goal.
Because I've got all sorts of... Oh, anyways, back onto this.
Stop moving your hands!
I stopped. Satan. You've noticed I've been posting really funny stuff on Facebook about, like, the Facebook sale sites and what they're selling.
Yes.
Okay. So I've got a whole bunch lined up.
Perfect.
A whole bunch.
Perfect.
And I've just been dying of laughter at some of the things I have found. I'm so excited for Christmas specifically because I found a whole bunch of really creepy Christmas ones.
Oh, good.
And I love one so much. It's of Santa Claus in a bathtub. And I will say no more because I need you all to just bear witness to that. Like, that will be the first one I post for Christmas. Because I think I'm going to do one or two a week.
Okay.
All the way leading up. Like, I get on the area sale sites at least once or twice, sometimes three times a day, just for that reason. I've got an entire folder dedicated to funny shit that I have found.
That's amazing.
Or stuff that, like, just strikes my fancy that's funny. Like, one of them, this gal posted, and she lives in Valley Center, and I'm almost willing to drive up to Valley Center to buy this chair because she was so funny about it. She, like, made it, like, awkwardly funny, though. Like, John Mulaney funny.
Oh, I love John Mulaney.
I do, too. But she's, like, posting on there talking about how the chair's in good condition, but it has been used. It's a pet-friendly home with a cat. We just pay the mortgage. And, like, it's just cute and adorable. Oh. Yeah, no. So I saved that one, because that's going to get posted for an adorable thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then there was one that I found today, and it was, like, of a cowboy and a horse, and it's, like, a Burger King toy, I think. They want $10 for a toy from Burger King.
Wow.
Because it was played with gently. Like, I was dying of laughter at that one.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, there's some really great stuff.
Stuff that I'm gonna do, because I'm terrible at arts and crafts, and I don't know how to make shit. I'm gonna do, like, an arts and crafts segment thing for, like, holiday decorating. Like, it's so easy, I could do it in my underwear, and I may or may not be in my.
Are you going to do it as, like, a podcast or a video?
Video.
I'm so excited.
But there's, like, a table, so, like, you can't actually see my legs. I haven't decided if I'll stand up, though.
I'm so ready for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Caitlin, super excited. Caitlin tries crafting. I know Dick Pat would support that.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I have 14,600 followers on Twitter for Sir Lord Dick Pat.
That's ridiculous.
And the things that he says... Can I just talk about some of these?
Of course you can, because his stuff he says is glorious. Also, just as a warning, he is not a terrorist. He's just a douchey white dude.
Yeah. okay, the last one that he said was, do you know where the TV remote is? No? I'll just ask the duck.
Quack.
Quack. The other one was, no, fuck shit, fuck this, fuck. What? I fucking hate the fridge, man. Like, fridge man, not fridge, comma, man. Fridge man.
I need you to get back onto trying to get him to, like, recording it. Because that guy bought you that recorder.
He did. The capture device.
Yeah, you need to do that again.
I do, but I need to figure out how to work it. Caitlin's MacBook Air. Oh, I got a thing. Okay. My favorite one that he has said so far is this. I'm going to give him a fossil. A fossil? Yeah, a fuck you saurus. That got 129 likes and 52 retweets.
How does he, like, what does he dream about?
He doesn't remember. Like, there are times where he remembers his dreams. Like, one of the times he remembers his dreams, he came in and he's like, I had a really weird dream last night. And I was like, what? Because I didn't hear you talk at all. And he's like, well, I was, like, having sex with the, how's the girl that plays, Black Widow? Scarlett. He's like, Johansson. I was having sex with Scarlett Johansson. But then, like, she wasn't Scarlett Johansson. It was, like, a scary bug lady monster. Like, from Mortal Kombat, and I was like, yeah?
Davina? Not Davina. What is her name? Devorah.
Devorah, yeah. And he's like, but then she was like, Devorah. But it was worse.
Oh my god, that's glorious.
So, like, he remembers his dreams, like, once every 6 months.
You've got to try and catch
it. I know. I need to figure out how to work the capture device, but I'm too stupid.
Bring it over here.
Okay.
Blythe and Caitlin, try electronics.
Oh, no.
Also, we're recording a video tonight as well. We're going to be talking, Switching Gears, Sex Education. And I'm really, really excited for that video.
Me too.
Like, that is actually the one thing I have been looking forward to most in a while. Are my nails dry yet?
No, because mine aren't.
You painted yours way after mine.
Yep.
You're done. Like, how do people waste time painting their nails?
I do it while I'm watching TV and while I'm watching Netflix. That's how I handle it.
But I'm always doing stuff.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
I'm dying on the inside.
You'll be fine. You're such a drama queen.
Look, they're already chipping and peeling now.
Oh my gosh.
Especially that one.
What is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not either.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have anything else, Dad?
I don't think so. Blythe's moving.
Blythe's moving, blah blah. You're moving away from me because you hate me. It's something I don't know.
In 15 days. And Caitlin's going to help me move. So we'll do funny Switching Gears updates that day.
Am I gonna help you move?
Yeah. That was an adorable selfie.
It was an adorable
Please
selfie.
Please save that forever.
I will. Forever,
like,
and ever.
Can we frame that?
Yes. Although that's not one of the best pictures we've taken.
I don't care.
I think the best picture we ever took was at the Bridal Fair Expo.
I love those. I actually just found the strip of those because I had one on my fridge and then I had one in an envelope. So I feel like one of those is supposed to be yours.
Yeah.
But they're both mine for some reason.
Okay. I do need to get that framed and printed. Sorry.
You need to get a lot of frames and prints.
That one for my birthday was pretty good, too.
Yeah, no, it was really good. I really liked that one. Well, I like you in that one. I think I have a big nose in that one.
Shut up.
I've got a big nose, but it doesn't show all the time. I don't know why. It's like a magical shrinking. Like, I'm Pinocchio. Like, I feel like my nose gets wider when I swell. Is that weird?
No. Here's the thing about noses. All these Snapchat filters. I am real pissy that, like, the Snapchat that's supposed to, like, make all your acne go away and, like, make you have, like, softer features, it thins my nose. My nose is fine, thank you very much. My nose is one of the things that I am happy with on my face. What the fuck, Snapchat?
I only have to redo one so far.
That's good.
I don't know. I've never noticed if they thin my nose out on Snapchat.
But I noticed because I saw that and I was like, man, something's weird.
But I'm real pissed off that they took away Bad Grandpa. Like, that filter needs to come back.
I'm sure it will. I just got the Harry Potter one.
I'm going to do a 1 minute rant on why Bad Grandpa is not on Snapchat anymore.
Do it.
Because I do 1 minute rants, or I do like the 10 second rants every single day on Snapchat for my story every time Bad Grandpa isn't on there now. Where the fuck is Bad Grandpa? And I do it with Loka Deer. All right, motherfucker, where's my goddamn Bad Grandpa? Because I'm really sick and tired of acting like this chick up here. And I get, like, super pissed.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Kate's better at it than I am.
Kate's good at a lot of things.
Kate's good at living and being a person and being a lovely person. I'm so excited for her and Charlie's wedding.
Where is it going to be?
Rhode Island.
Oh.
We're going to go stay in a beach house with him.
That's exciting.
That weekend. Yeah.
When is it?
I'll be gone a week. We're leaving the 8th of November and we'll be back the 16th.
Oh, like in 2 months.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're leaving me again.
We're taking Artemis, and I think we might take Cher.
Oh, great. I can't even have Cher.
Do you want to watch her?
I think how she would be with Maggie.
She'd look at Maggie like she's fucking retarded.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Okay. That's something to think about.
Yeah, except Maggie would eat her food, so I'd have to figure out how to feed her.
Beat Maggie and put her outside and then let Cher eat. Sure, eats on a schedule.
Yeah.
She's just kind of meh when she does. Let's be honest. I don't even know if Cher's going to make it to November.
Oh my god, that's
sad. It's sad truth. I've got to get used to the idea. My dog is 19.
It shouldn't have been used to the idea like 4 years ago.
I got 15. I got used to the idea when Cher got diagnosed with degenerative disc disease. She went to jump on my bed, and this was when Abby was a baby, so it was 6 years ago. 5, 6 years ago. And Cher went to jump on my bed, and she started screaming and crying and dragging her back legs after she got up there. And she couldn't move her back legs. Like, her tail was, like, limp. And she was just crying in my arms, and I thought I was going to have to put her down that night. And my dad came and got me and took me to the emergency vet at, like, 12-something at night. And as soon as we pull up, she, like, starts standing on her back legs again. And I was like, the fuck? So we go in, and we get her all checked out, and that's when she got diagnosed. She was on puppy bed rest in a kennel for 6 weeks. And that's when she started taking Benadryl on a regular basis. And then she's got, like, joint muscle medication and a muscle relaxer and something else that she takes on a regular basis.
Maybe that's why she's lasted so long. But she's also, like, a full breed. Like, she's a full-bred Pomeranian.
Yeah.
Like, she's a Pomeranian.
Yeah. And she's, like, the chillest Pomeranian you'll ever meet. Like, she's a freak of nature of how cool she is.
Yeah.
She's a whore, though.
My dog, Nala, well, she's half Pomeranian, but she was still pretty chill. She was also a wire terrier, though.
That's why.
Maybe. But, like, Full breed dogs do not last as long as mutts.
No.
That's why, like, what magical properties is your, did you guys find the Fountain of Youth or some shit?
I think Cher is, like, a cat, and she's got 9 lives, and we're getting to the end.
Are you absolutely sure she's 19?
Yeah.
Absolutely sure.
Without a doubt. She was a owner surrender to K9 Karma, which is where I rescued her from.
Uh-huh.
And when he gave her and Sunny up, because it was Sunny and Cher, he was going to prison for murder. He was a motorcycle daddy. Like, for the first, like, 2 or 3 years after we got her, every time she heard a motorcycle rev, she'd perk up and go to the window thinking it was him. Like, it was adorable. Sunny got adopted really quickly because Sunny was slightly smaller and not as spastic. And then I actually went to the foster home for Cher to see another dog, and the baby gate was up, and there, all these other little dogs were in there, and Cher literally takes a flying leap over the baby gate and dives into my arms and, like, starts attacking my face viciously with her kisses. And I was like, I really like this dog, but she chose me. Like, this is a thing. And I wanted to take her home that day, and they're like, oh, you have to do all the paperwork and stuff. And so we went to go get her. And, yeah, I know she's been with me ever since. And she has chewed up many a pairs of shoes. She has puked on many boyfriends' things. If she doesn't like someone, she'll puke on their stuff. Or she's mad at them, she'll puke on their stuff.
She's never puked on my stuff.
Yeah, no. Because she just tolerates you. She, like, will go limp, like dead fish. And, like, I don't know how this, like, 8-pound Pomeranian does it. But she will literally go limp and not move. And when people try to pick her up, she, like, weighs, like, 59 pounds at that point. And it's like moving a limp sack of noodles. I don't know. It's funny.
I've never seen this.
Oh, she's hilarious. The amount of fucks she gives is majestic. Like, my dog is my baby. She's my original fur baby. Like, I have an entire, like, photo album on Facebook dedicated to her. The share files. What?
It was a... Oh, I had a notification on Facebook, and I just wanted to clear it, and then I saw a post that how a stylist says how you can get...
Stop picking at it! I was gonna let you repaint it, because it's all derpy.
How a stylist, how you can get away with a crotch-revealing dress. Like, no. You can never do it.
You can't do that.
Stop picking at it,
please. Look, now you can repaint it, because it's not all derpy. It's not gonna look like fucking popcorn ceiling now. I was trying to be helpful. You asshole.
Quit moving.
Fuck you.
I'm glad we ended with Cher on a happy note, because it got real sad there for a second.
I did.
And I was like, I don't want to talk about dead dogs on the show.
Let's get real dark.
No. Anything else sad?
Shots for Hombre.
Shots. No, dicks out for Hombre.
Aw, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that the Cincinnati Zoo's real angry about that, by the way.
You know...
And I don't blame them for being angry.
Honestly, like, since my new job, I have to talk to people from Cincinnati on the phone on a regular basis, and honestly, they're all a bunch of fucking assholes, so I'm not surprised that gorilla got shot.
Damn.
No, they're jerks, man. They're the worst people I've ever had to deal with on the phone. Ever.
That doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't either. Like, now that I witnessed it, I'm like, huh.
So that's what it's like in Ohio.
Yeah, I had to mail somebody something to Flint, Michigan. I wanted to be like, sorry about the water.
Oh, God. Oh, God. That would have been the best.
No, I will not say where I work because I don't want to get in trouble, but my new job is the shit, and I'm so glad.
I'm glad too, buddy.
It's nice to have a job where I don't hate going to work.
And we make fun of one of her people that she works with on a regular basis.
Dear sweet Jesus. Today, like, she's delusional. She's absolutely delusional. Like, I don't even want to talk about it on the podcast because, like, I'm going to sound like even more of an asshole, but she's delusional.
I'm so excited to hear this.
Perfect. We'll talk about it as that dries and we get ready for the video.
Okay. But I think we should wrap this up because I feel like we've been talking for a hot minute.
Yeah, well, this is what happens when you do one podcast a month.
We should probably do more.
Yeah, I need to do my rap podcast.
Anytime we, we could do mine tonight. We could have life rapping. Yo, wiki wiki dog.
Done.
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 Okay.
We can do mine too, technically.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
We're gonna be productive now. Say goodbye, Caitlin.
Bye.
Bye.
Two girls, one show.
Dicks out for Hombre.
Yeah. Oh, God, I won't stop.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Ugh. Ugh.